week, Solidarity Brekkie Team listener, when the great exponents of the greatest little economic order of them all called on the socialist government to prove its socialist credentials by rescuing them from soaring energy prices, because those great energy exponents, great transnational behemoths charging the soaring prices, had no choice but to, given the soaring international prices for the gas and coal they are exporting. But we asked naively, obviously you could provide the energy here with the resources you extract here much, much cheaper. Revealing to them my vacuous ignorance of how the greatest little economic order of them all works. No, no, the only solution to the soaring prices is for the government to prove it is socialist and assist the exponents of capitalism who at times like these have a road to Damascus conversion to socialism. Although that simplification is also naive, as great exponents of capitalism, they are always supporters of corporate welfare socialism. Yet sadly again, we can't compete with Santos Us the Prophet Supremo Kevin Gall-Aga, who said Santos Us cannot conjure up gas magically to ease the energy shortage, and warned emergency measures to divert gas for export to the domestic market would be damaging. How can we compete with that? That says it all. Although while we might think the fact that they are exporting our resources at huge profit has a bit to do with the soaring domestic prices, Lord Rupert of Wapping's usual suspect, brilliant thinking columnist, bolt through the head, has fingered the problem. It's the socialist government itself. It has taken them just 2 weeks to destroy the energy market. Very clever socialists bent on destroying the class enemy. Bloody stupid voters. Well, 30% of them, 30% who handed them 100% of the spoils, yet another endorsement for the democratic values, the democracy bit of parliamentary democracy. And the great exponents of crying out for government assistance declared they were in far greater need of assistance than struggling households, who would not be struggling nearly as much as the great corporations, and therefore didn't need scarce government resources wasted on them. And they certainly don't need a wage rise that would further cripple the great exponents, despite a report by the Fair Work Troubler Wazzy, no longer Work Choices, just looks like it con mission, showing sectors like hospitality, retail, those areas crying out for help, have in fact regained their pre-pandemic strength, undermining caring employers' cry that a wage rise for the lowest of low paid must be delayed. Well, we know caring employers will always tell us when the time is right for a wage rise, and it's just unfortunate that in the long history of capitalism, of the greatest little economic order of them all, the time has never been right, which must break the caring employers' hearts. With a huge presumption, of course, in the heart department, expressed beautifully by Claire More Gain Per Us, an executive with the witch bank that used to be our bank, who warned a wage increase would hurt small business already dealing with high inflation and rising interest rates, factors that obviously don't affect the lowest of low paid. Oh, and she is confident the sector is set for growth, just not enough apparently to pay the lowest of low paid. No need to expand, but our old mate Innes will cost the workers of the Troubler Aussie Industry Profits Group yet again supported that argument. A wage rise would destroy the world as we know it. Still, there is also good news. As the filthiest rich of the filthy rich assembled in Davos to discuss poverty, Oxfam reported that the pandemic has thrown up a new billionaire every 30 hours, while 1 million people fall into poverty at the same time, giving those billionaires plenty to talk about. If the Santos Us the Prophets comment wasn't enough, bad news for satire, what a disgraceful bunch that hayseed and sheepshit party lot, turning a potential dream into a nightmare. We finished last week hoping beyond hope for the dream team of Constable Peter Dupper and Barnacle to head the coalition. A satirist dream, we declared, and how dare they thwart that promise by dumping poor Barnacle, their new Supremo Little Proud, so well named because he has nothing to be proud of. A spoil sport. But at least the caring business class party did us a favour by making Constable Dupper their Supremo and would-be big Supremo, showing the obvious depth of talent left in the rump that is their party room. The new soft, caring Pete said he would now support the robust anti-corruption commission proposed by independent Helen Haynes, so it can investigate the Socialist Party's links with militant evil trade unions. The reason is, I think it's like, you know, more important than ever under the all-being-oozy government, we are, you know, like going to have a continuation of this unholy alliance with the CFMEU, the ETU, the MUA, and the, you know, like, Socialist Party. The new soft Pete got off to a big start, showing he's not the cruel, heartless, arch-conservative buffhead everyone thought he was. Like it was more important before the election not to have an anti-corruption authority, although maybe he hasn't thought this one through all that well, as the government plan is to use a robust anti-corruption body to investigate little matters like sports rorts and car park rorts. Well, there's a list. But then, thought, of course, isn't one of Pete's strong points. Yet to show he's absorbed the message the election massacre delivered, Pete said he would play like, you know, hard ball on the socialist climate change policy because it threatens to increase prices and disrupt the reliability of supply. Wonder if anyone's mentioned to him that's the very policy people voted against, leading us to ponder what message he thinks he got. Anyway, he's off to a big start, and his deputy, Susan Lees and Dregs, who went to the High Court to prove as Environment Pollution Minister she had no duty of care to future generations, giving her carte blanche to continue destroying their environment, said she would work to win back the vote of women who deserted the coalition. Though she couldn't quite explain why they deserted, because she said former big supremo scuttlebutt Morlach son, a.k.a. Scummo, had done so much for women, which we would have thought explains why, showing Susan too has absorbed the message. The defeated Scummo prepared to address the nation to thank it for commemorating a sorry day before, thankfully, wiser heads explained to him that it had nothing to do with him. It was for people to whose plea from the heart, statement from the heart, Scummo had responded with no heart, or as Constable Duffer explained on why he had refused to say sorry, it was because of his warm, caring self's role as a Queensland copper. I was sorry that I couldn't, you know, like, legally bash the shit out of them anymore. The new caring Pete is so different, isn't he? Oh, and he's also concerned about the forgotten people in the suburbs, and here we can give him some reassurance. Pete, people in the suburbs didn't forget you or your party. And the new warm Pete just keeps giving, like when the government said the Murugapan family would return to Biloela, Pete said this would encourage people smugglers and end in, like, tragedy. Just a pity he didn't elaborate on, like, you know, how it would encourage them and end in tragedy. And we also learned this week that when Scummo pre-election said the government's hands were tied and it couldn't allow the family to return to Queensland, he had misled us. Misled, isn't that a euphemism in this case for lying? Oh, no, not Scummo. Honest, great Christian Scummo. Oh, and the discarded member for the Institute of Public, very, very private affairs, Tim Will Smash Union son, laughingly described as a moderate. If the designation were accurate, well, the mind boggles at what would be to his right. Tim said he wants to offer a constructive centre-right voice in the climate debate and energy debate. So thank goodness, in the interests of that debate, he is now a voice crying in the wilderness. We've got to be critical of the gross disrespect the people of Her Most Gracious Majesty's home country are showing to a nonagenarian who has been on the throne for 70 years. That's the most serious case we've ever heard of. We'd think they'd have some sympathy, although with the massive wealth she extorts from those people, we'd also think they could afford a bit of medicine for her unfortunate condition. Finally, despite Scummo thinking sorry day was in his honour, he was wrong yet again. But as we hold Reconciliation Week, we must concede our Indigenous brothers and sisters, showing they are a lot more caring than and Constable Duffer and Innes will cost the workers by being prepared to reconcile with those who in 230 years have done so much to destroy their country and its inhabitants. Perhaps we should contribute by reversing the destruction. Oh dear, the Santos the Prophet's boardroom has collapsed. A sorry day. Good morning.